recognize the many days of Matthew 24 as the 1260-year time period. So verse 33 is talking about the 1260-year time period of Daniel 11, and verse 35 is speaking about the time of the end being at the time appointed. And so when you get to verse 40, and it says, and at the time of the end, it's identifying the 1798 time period. And in Great Controversy, page 356, Ellen White says the time of the end is 1798. Now, you can also find passages in the Spirit of Prophecy where Sister White says the time of the end is when the first angel's message is proclaimed. That's a paraphrase, but that's what she says. And then other places she says the first angel's message was proclaimed in 1843, 1844. So she's placing the time of the end as 1843 and 1844. But in Great Controversy 356, she's placing it in 1798. So is Sister White speaking against herself? Is she erroneous? Or what's going on here? Well, the reality of it is the time of the end is established in the book of Daniel first. And in the book of Daniel, the time of the end is a designation for the end of a time prophecy. And of course, 1798, 1843, 1844, were all the ends of time prophecies. Now, when I say the book of Daniel establishes that, if you go into verse 24 of Daniel 11, you can look at Uriah Smith for a good source of what verse 24 is talking about, or Haskell. But the pioneers correctly understood that verse 24 is speaking about pagan Rome. And that very last phrase of verse 24 says that pagan Rome shall forecast their devices against strongholds, even for a time. And what I want you to look at here at this point is for a time in Bible prophecy, 360 years. So this here is a time prophecy set forth for how long pagan Rome would rule the world. And we know that that time prophecy was fulfilled exactly. You mark the beginning of the time period that pagan Rome ruled the world from the Battle of Actium in 31 BC, and historians mark the end of the Roman Empire in the year 330, when the city of Rome ceased to be the capital of the Roman Empire and Constantinople became the new capital of the empire. That 360-year time period was a time prophecy about how long pagan Rome would rule the world. And concerning that time prophecy, when it comes to the time period when the 360 years were going to be fulfilled, if you drop down into verse 27,